brother, surely you must fight. Keep on the firing line. There are many dangers that we all must face. If we die a fighting, it is no disgrace. A coward in the service, he will find no place. Oh, keep on the firing line.
I know you must fight, fight,
be brave against all evil. Never run, nor even lag behind. If you would win for God and the right, just keep on the firing line.
God will only use the soldier he can trust.
Keep on the firing line.
If you wear a crown, then bear the cross you must.
Keep on the firing line.
Life is but to labor for the Master dear. Help to banish evil and to spread good cheer.
Great you'll be rewarded for your service, dear. So keep on the firing line.
I know you must fight, fight, be brave
against all evil. Never run, nor even lag behind. If you would win for God and the right, just keep on the firing line. When we get to heaven, brother, we'll be glad. Keep on the firing line. How we'll praise the Savior for the call we had. Keep on the firing line. When we see the souls that we have helped to win, leading them to Jesus from the paths of sin, with a shout of welcome we will all march in. So keep on the firing line.
I know you must fight,
fight,
be brave
against all evil. Never run, nor even lag behind. If you would win for God and the right, just keep on the firing line.
So rich and so sweet, God leads dear children along. Where the waters cool flow, bathe the weary one's feet. God leads his dear children along. Some grew the waters, and some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives a song in the night seasons and all the day. Sometimes on the mount where the sun shines so bright, God leads his dear children along. Sometimes in the valley in darkest of night, God leads his dear children along. Some through the waters, and some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives us strong in the night seasons and all the day. Oh, blessed Father. some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood, some through great sorrow, but God gives a song in the night season and all the day. We are often tossed and driven on the restless sea of time. Somber skies and howling tempests all succeed a bright sunshine. In that land of perfect day, when the mist has rolled away, we will understand it better by and by. By and by, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gathered home, we will tell the story of how we've overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by. We are often destitute of the things that life demands. Want of food and want of shelter, thirsty hills and barren land. We are trusting in the Lord and according to His word. We will understand it better by and by. Oh, by and by, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gathered home, we will tell the story of how we've overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by. Trials dark on every hand, and we cannot understand all the ways that God would lead us to that blessed promised land. But He guides us with His eye, and we'll follow till we die. For we'll understand it better by and by. Oh, by and by, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gathered home, we will tell the story of how we've overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by. Oh, by and by, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gathered home, we will tell the story of how we've overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by. And we'll understand it better by and by. Son of Thy love, for Jesus who died and is now gone above. Hallelujah, Thine the glory, hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, Thine the glory, revive us again. Spirit of the living God, Spirit of praise thee, O God, for thy Spirit of light, who has shown us our Savior and scattered our night. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. Revive us again. Fill each heart with thy love. May each soul be rekindled with fire from above. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again.
Amen. All right, I hope you're revived somewhat in this wicked world that we live in. The constant affront of the beast and his system, constantly marching forward to try to destroy the saints of God, to try to stamp out. You know, the Bible says that in the end times, that the Antichrist, the spirit of Antichrist and that Antichrist spirit, it will wear out the saints of the Most High. And, you know, I think there's people, there's God's people out there. I believe they're saved people, but I believe a lot of them can be wrong. I mean dead wrong. And I mean, I'm going to show you today that I believe Todd Friel is dead wrong. Now, I'm not questioning the man's salvation. What I am questioning is his interpretation. And I want to make some emphatic statements to you that you will understand very clearly about what I'm going to teach you here today and talk to you about. I had about three different things in my mind that I was going to discuss today, and by the time I got finished and I watched this video, I was like, I am completely and 100% convinced that I need to talk about this subject. And the reason why I need to talk about these mask mandates, which is, by the way, nothing more than a precursor than sticking a stinking needle in your arm, which is what they want to do. We're going to follow that line down, though. We're going to go in the Wayback Machine here a little bit. I'm going to show you way back here where this all comes from. Now, here's the thing, okay? Once we do that, then we're going to ask a question. That if we don't agree with the vaccines, be they forced, which I think are coming, or the attempt to anyway, if we don't believe in the illegal orders of mandated masks, the question I want you to have in your mind, especially in America, I can't speak for another nation, but what I will tell you is what goes on here. So what I'm telling you here in America, you see, I understand the way our country was founded. I understand that Paul was under the emperor of Nero. I understand the difference in government. I understand that the Bible is telling me to obey, tells me to obey the government. Those that are in authority or those that are in rule, it does tell me to obey them. It also tells them that they have to obey the government, the rule, the order of law, and ultimately God. But there's a lot of mass confusion, and a lot of it comes from the reform movement, to be honest with you. Because, see, the reformed Presbyterian, reformed Calvinist people, they basically, they try to preach an undying loyalty to government. And they try to insinuate that's what the Bible teaches. But that's not what it teaches. And by the way, it's certainly not what their forefathers believed. John Knox did not believe in it when he wrote Against the Queen. Let's see. Here it is. I like this. See, in John Knox's time, he wrote something. The first blast of the trumpet against the monstrous regiment of women in authority, by the way. I don't know why they left that out. I remember one time I read this and I made some street preacher mad. He'd never come back to my church. It was a street preacher too. He never came back again. I don't think he ever came back. And it was all about the queen that was in charge. Right? Well, that was a government that was in charge. So therefore, if I go by Mr. Todd Friel's introduction or understanding, well, that's a government, so you just obey it. Well, that's not exactly what the Bible says. So we're going to review what Todd Friel says here about this. And that's the Reformed view, and I'm going to give you the Baptist view, which incidentally is how your government was founded. That first lively experiment that took place in Rhode Island, that first lively experiment was from John Clark, Roger Williams. They were Baptist. They received the first charter for Rhode Island. Right? You want to hear about a John that should be talked about more than John Calvin? There's a few of them. One of them is John Clark. Because here's a man that stood for liberty against the Massachusetts people that were persecuting them because of baptism. The Massachusetts mob kicked him out, the Puritans kicked him out of Massachusetts for preaching the gospel. And then when he went out of Massachusetts, he came back in because he found some members that were there in their territory that requested baptism and requested their preacher to come to talk to them. So he traveled long distances to go talk to them. And when he got there, baptized somebody, had a church service. Then the Puritans came in and they wanted to whoop him. They actually wanted to kill him, to be honest with you. That's what they wanted to do. You won't hear that in history very much. But here's that. But anyway, so that's how the state of Rhode Island was founded. To hold forth a lively experiment that a most flourishing civil state may stand and best be maintained with the full liberty in religious concernments. Okay, so that's where that came from. Now, that would not have happened if it wasn't for the Baptist. That would not have happened if it wasn't for God using men like John Clark. Right there. By the way, if you ever think it's wrong to have a monument or anything like that to a man, you better go back in the scriptures and you better start with the book of Exodus and you better go all the way forward and look at what it says about stones of remembrance. It says memorials that are set up and stones of remembrance. Bible talks about it everywhere. So it's not wrong to remember your history like that. It's not wrong to set up stones of remembrance. Now, if you'd like to know more about John Clark, a smaller booklet that is by Evangelist Ted Alexander called from Baptist Truth Publications can be ordered from Brother Ted Alexander right there. Type in on your browser, search Evangelist Ted Alexander, click on there, and I would recommend ordering all the Baptist heroes of the faith. I would recommend ordering all of them, okay? So that would be profitable for you and your children and your family. All right? So you would understand how government was very much so. Very much set up the way in America that it was supposed to be in that sense. I have read John Clark's biography, a larger volume that was written, a very good one. Anyway, here's the original Rhode Island Charter right here. Now, so his system of government, I'm sorry, the Reformed system of government is not the same as the Baptist. It isn't. And the understanding is not the same. The tinker John Bunyan sat in prison for 12 years. The Baptist John Bunyan, by the way, sat. I know the Puritans like to claim him, but he's a Baptist. The Baptist John Bunyan sat in prison for 12 years. He sat in 12 years because he would not get a license to preach from the government. Now, I don't even know if I want to play Todd Friel's excuses because they kind of just make me sick. But, by the way, this is the same outfit, Todd Friel. And, by the way, let me say this. I do have some respect for Todd Friel. I'm not, like, totally discounting everything the man's ever done. I want to be balanced in my approaches. I don't think he's, like, an agent for the government. I don't think he's some secret terrorist. I don't think he's some Illuminati plant. No, I think he's following his Reformed theology of government. And he believes he's following the scriptures. You say, but how does that apply to a mask? Well, I think a civics lesson is in order for us to understand. Now, men will use Romans 13, and I've used it before, and I believe in using it in understanding government, okay? And what exactly the Apostle Paul is saying. Does Romans 13 give government every bit of control over the body and the mind of a person and everything else to control their every action? No, it does not. But let's apply this to the American government today, the way our government is set up and founded. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. So I want you to answer it in the I want you to understand it. All right, from this standpoint, number one, we do strongly hold to separation of church and state. Why do we do that? Because many men have suffered in the past from state-controlled religion. Many men were beaten. By the way, John Knox, who's a reformer, by the way, John Knox himself was an enemy of the state. He was an enemy of the state. Mary, Queen of Scots, wanted him dead. She said she was more afraid of his prayers than of standing armies. Would to God that would be said about us today. But nevertheless, as we move on, we understand that God never gave the power of the state any power over the conscience of a man. All that you'll see in Romans chapter 13 is in context. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. Now, I'll ask a question. You that are not Americans on here, you may not have a clue. In civil government, what or who is the authority, the highest authority in civil government? And what is the basis of that authority? That's the question that has to be asked. Lisa, while you're answering that question, Lisa, I'm going to address what you just said. You said Kennedy, although Catholic, did not bow to the Pope. He stood for separation of church and state. And you are absolutely correct. And here's why you are correct. Kennedy used a specific argument of why he would be independent from the Pope and why he had the right to rule outside that religion is not a test for who holds office in America. And do you know what test he used? Do you know what trial he used? If you'll study it out, Kennedy used the 40 imprisoned Baptist pastors of Virginia. He used them as an example of why religion should never control the state. And there should never be any state-sponsored religion. Now, I know we're talking about masks here, but I'm laying down the foundation for you to understand why these people believe that government or that government officials are the ultimate rule of the land. Now, here's the thing. Mike got it right. The earthly rule of the land is governed by the Constitution, or is to be governed by the Constitution. In that Constitution, we have three branches of government, not one. We have three branches of governments, of government. We have the House of Representatives, the Congress, the House. We have the Senate, and we have four, sort of. The two are legislative, but we'll go with that. We'll say four. So we'll say the House and Congress, and House and Senate, which make up actually the full Congress, but the House and Senate. We have the executive branch, and we have the judicial branch. Now, in America, because of that, presidents, governors, people from the executive branch are not allowed to speak ex cathedra and make a law out of their own minds, out of their own hearts, out of their own dictates, and push that on the people. They don't have the authority to do that. For instance, the government shutdown that did no good. That was an illegal government action. So therefore, if the government or if the governor or the president breaks the law, if I don't obey him, but I obey the law, am I a lawbreaker, or is he the lawbreaker? I'll ask you that question. If the governor or the president makes a law ex cathedra, and it's against the law of the land, if I don't obey that, am I a lawbreaker or is he the lawbreaker? Is government breaking the law?
Song,
blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine, heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my...
Okay, so you have answered. The governor or the person, he's the lawbreaker. So, in other words, basically, when this preacher comes out and tells me that if I don't obey an emperor that never was given any rule over me in the first place, that he makes illegal laws, that I'm to obey his illegal mandates, and if I don't obey his illegal mandates, then I'm the lawbreaker, I'm the rebel, because I'm obeying the original intent of the law, I'm obeying the actual constitution of the land, but he's telling me that I'm broken the law, and I'm rebellious, and I'm going to be a bad testimony, because I'm not following a supreme dictator that usurped authority and took it and had no right to do it? So, in the United States government, under the United States law, under the Constitution of the land, which the people, which they are governed, we are to be governed by the people and what? For the people. I'm not breaking the law. He is. And the governor for 90 days now in the state of Minnesota has broken the law, become a dictator, and no one has stopped him. But the reform movement says, well, you're just being rebellious and you should just submit. And you should just submit to the mask and you should just submit to this. Well, what else am I going to have to submit to? Oh, well, you should submit to everything. Really? I'm gonna play something for you here. Let me see if I can find it. Pastor John MacArthur said, we can't reopen church because Christians aren't being persecuted by health orders. So that's not really... Right? So that's not really the case, right? Because, oh, well... You know, Romans chapter 13, he says. So MacArthur tells us that you should just obey the government and you shouldn't have church. That's what they say. The Bible says, let every soul be subject to the higher power, so there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive themselves damnation. For rulers not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have the praise of the same. Well, For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God to revenge, or venture to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Okay. Well, here's what he's saying. Here's what the Bible says here. It says good versus evil. And I talked to you about this months ago. Is it evil to go to church? Is it evil to go to church? That's the question. Here's what MacArthur said. See, MacArthur never, like, I whether he's a Mason, a Jesuit, whatever, I don't know. But all I'm saying is, MacArthur says this, on churches reopening despite government suggestions and policies. Let me be very clear. This question, because it keeps coming up, if the government told us not to meet because Christianity was against the law, if the government told us not to meet because we'd be punished, fined for our religion, our religious convictions, we would have no option but to meet anyway. And that takes you to the fifth chapter of Acts, where the leaders of Israel told them to stop preaching. And Peter's response was very simple. If the government tells us to stop worshiping, stop preaching, stop communicating the gospel, we don't stop. We obey God rather than man. We don't start a revolution about that. The apostles didn't do that. If they put us in jail, we go to jail. We have a jail ministry. Like the apostle said, my being in jail has fallen out further to the, for the furtherance of the gospel. But this is not that. Might become that in the future. Might be overtones of that with some politicians. But this is the government saying, please do this for the protection of this society. Well, how do you think the Antichrist is going to come, genius? You think he's going to come straightforward? You think he's going to come with, like, straightforward, well, listen, I want you to stop worshiping Jesus Christ. That's not how he's going to come. It's in deceit and subtlety. But what if these rulers are a terror to good works? Okay, let me ask you a question. Do you believe, here's the question. Do you believe the government of the United States of America has been given the authority? Has been given the authority or has the authority under the Constitution, which is the law of the land, which they swear an oath to, by the way, so help them God. Do you believe that they've been given authority to mandate masks for church services? You tell me. To mandate anything like that for church services. I'll let you answer that. You tell me if that's the case.
Savior, all the day long, this is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest, I and my Savior am happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior.
Okay, so, in our understanding of this, let me say this. No, that's correct. The mandate was never given to them. So now for churches, what they mandate. Well, 20% could do this and 15%. Where is that anywhere in government's authority? Well, you just obey that now. And if they tell you it's a health risk for the rest of your life to go to church, then you just obey that. And as long as they're not telling you to sin, well, God told me to be a part of a local New Testament church and serve the Lord and be faithful to Him. He told me to edify one another in the saints. He told me to be part of the body. He told me to do all these things. That's what God told me to do. So if God told me to do all those things, then I ought to do all those things. And if government tells me not to do all those things, then who is it that I obey? For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Well, I would expect if I was running a Mormon polygamous tribe, if I was, oh, I don't know, if I was, I don't know if I was, if I was in some kind of a religious cult that, of sex traffickers, I would expect them to revenge the evil. Oh, you mean like this? Oh, wait, no. I just wish her well, Trump comments on Ghislaine Maxwell, Jeffrey Epstein's recently arrested aide and sex trafficking suspect. Oh. Oh. Oh, I see. So, you see, first of all, their mandates, we don't have an emperor. This isn't Rome. And if I'm to obey the law of the land, right? Then I have to obey the Constitution, right? Which means that they're disobeying the law of the land by doing what they're doing. Oh, wait a minute. So I'm not the lawbreaker. Just like the incorporation of churches, the 501c3 incorporation of churches. Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion, nor prohibiting the free exercise thereof. So you mean quite honestly that if I was standing at the front door of a meeting house or wherever I was meeting, and the Chief Gestapo medical examiner and the governor stood at the door and said, well, you can't hold these services unless all of you wear masks, or all of you do this, or all of you do that. Who says? Does the Constitution say that? Does the Constitution say that? Are they attempting to prohibit the free exercise thereof? Yep. That's why churches... Okay. That's why churches, and especially the Reformed churches and all the other fundamentalist churches, that's why they got tricked, they got duped into accepting 501c3 incorporated church status. They took the tax identification number, they organized as a legal entity, they took on 501c3, and they followed the government mandates. Were they forced to? No. Because taxing a legal, a church, taxing a spiritual entity, or a church that attempts to hold property would be absolutely illegal. Because taxing is prohibiting. But the corporation becomes the creature of the state. Okay? The corporation becomes the creature of the state. Now, I believe in free enterprise. So I believe that if a business wants to tell you, please wear a mask when you come in here, they have the right to do that. But there should also be the same right for someone else to open up another business next to you that says, no mask required. Come on in. See that? And let the market work out. Let the market work out where it goes from there. Now, back to the mask issue. It's a misrepresentative. It's a misrepresentation of what the of how our government is set up here. For instance, the law in China says that you're not allowed to smuggle Bibles in there, and they are telling churches that they can't do certain things, that they have to teach certain things. Now, I know Todd pays lip service to that. I know he pays lip service to, well, we would obey God rather than man when it comes to that. I'm not so sure I believe that, because what if the church told them not to smuggle Bibles? I thought they were to obey the higher power, so they have to obey them. Right? So what if this goes further and the government says this? Because can you follow the line for me? Because here's how it's going, okay? I want you to understand where this is leading. Well, let's continue, okay? We'll get to that. The mask mandates, the vaccines, that's where it's coming to. There ain't nothing wrong with wearing a mask, Danielle. If you want to wear one, wear one. There's something wrong with you telling me what to stick on my head, though. Whatever happened to my body, my choice. Whatever happened to that? Whatever happened to my body, my choice? Seems to work for women that want to abort their babies. yes, businesses do have that right, Aaron, and you have the right not to go there. That's the way it works. You have the freedom to go somewhere in America, or you have the freedom not to. You can choose somewhere else to go. They can just like they can require no shoes, no shirt, no service. And then I could start a business up right next to them and say, you can keep your shoes off if you want to. That's the way free market works. So basically, I mean, when you look at it this way, let me try to explain to you. Do any of you understand what a psychological operation is? I'm going to give you a second. I'm going to go back to some wonderful music for you. And I want to ask you, what is a psychological operation?
In the dark of the midnight, have I oft hid my face while the storm howls above me and left no hiding place. Mid the crash of the thunder, precious Lord, hear my cry. Keep me safe till the storm passes by. Till the storm passes over, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky. Hold me fast, let me stand in the hollow of thy hand. Keep me safe till the storm passes by. When the long night has ended and the storms come no more, let me stand in thy presence on that bright, peaceful shore, in that land where the tempest never comes. Lord, may I...
By the way, none of you heard me say, I want to reiterate to you, none of you heard me say or tell you not to wear a mask. I didn't say that. I didn't tell you not to wear a mask. I didn't say that. I have to wear a mask when I go into Menards because they have thousands of my dollars in there because I'm doing a home project that I was stuck in the middle of when all this stuff went down. So there's nothing I could do about it. It's just the way it goes. It's the mask is not really the point. I'm trying to show you what's going on here. All right? So let's start back. Okay, now I'm going to interrupt this because I got to play the music, okay? Because I want some of you on this chat to answer. So I'm going to play the music so I give you a chance to answer so it's more interactive because I can't talk to all of you like that, okay? All right? So here's what I want to ask you, okay? Who remembers back when we were first all put on lockdown? Who remembers what that did to our psychosis? Some worse than others. But who remembers kind of the impact of that? Who remembers what that did?
Dwell with thee till the storm passes by. Till the storm passes over, till the thunder sound no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky.
Okay, so you guys got it now. Confusion, fear, depression, deprived, you know, just like feeling you're in prison, like you can't get out and do anything and everything else like that. All right? Let's go back. Do you remember how out of control and anxious and like, oh, I hate this. You go Alex Jones. Aah! You just want to scream like Alex Jones, right? You remember that? Remember that? Remember how that made everybody feel? I remember us cracking jokes like, remember when we used to go to a restaurant? Yeah, that was cool. Right? Remember those kind of things? Okay. So, they finally let you out of house imprisonment for a while. You were under house arrest. Bill Barr admitted that that's the closest thing to, of house arrest that you could ever be on. Millions of Americans were told they had to stay home. In Chicago, who remembers this? Please listen. Please. Man, I wish I could just grab you and say, are you listening? Pay attention. Please pay attention. Pay attention. Please listen to this. You're going to start to understand this a lot better. So you were told... You were told that you had to be locked down. So everybody in Chicago was locked down. They couldn't even get out of their house. If they went for a walk, they told them they would arrest them and take them to jail. Okay? Okay, and I want to show you something. Do you see this right here? When you look at this, all right. Look at the death rate in Chicago right now. 97 more than 2019. And we're only halfway through the year. When these people got out, and in Minneapolis, when these people got out, they went nuts. This is a reaction of locking people down. This was a reaction of locking people down for 2 months. That's what this is. Now, people will know that if you lock people into a place and they get out, the last thing they want to do is go back. So what the psyop that these people are doing right now it's a mask. What they're doing now is telling you that you have to wear this mask. Because you don't want to go back to jail, do you? You don't want to go back to that prison, do you? You don't want to shut the country down again, do you? You don't want to go back under house arrest again, do you? That's what they're doing. They're saying, you don't want to, I mean, just wear the mask. Just wear the mask is what they're saying. If you just wear the mask, then you don't have to go back to jail. But if you notice something, when did Congress ever put this forth? When did the Senate vote on this? When did the president sign this into law? When did that happen? I have always said this, if you guys remember, you that have listened to me for years, you'll remember that I told you that if you're wrong about Romans 13, you're going to be wrong about Revelation 13. And maybe God will show you before you're eternally wrong about it, but I'm going to tell you. Wherefore you must needs be subject, not only for wrath, but also for conscience sake. For this cause pay ye tribute also, for they are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing. Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom fodder, honor to whom honor. Owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another is fulfilled the law. This is the second table of the law. See, here's the other part of the PSYOP, okay? Here's the other part of the PSYOP. Trump didn't shut the country down. Do you know why Trump didn't shut the country down? Because he paid the states to do it. Trump paid the states emergency funding to shut the country down. That's what he did. He paid the states to do it for him. What else is he doing? He's telling the states to... He wore that mask and said the most patriotic thing you can do is wear the mask. Right? Here's his recent thing. Let's see. Let's see if I can find it here. Here it is right here. Here it is right here. We are united in our effort to defeat the invisible China virus, and many people say that it's patriotic to wear a face mask when you can't socially distance. There's nobody more patriotic than me, your favorite president. See? So, okay. Right? It's patriotic to wear the mask. What's this a signal to? All the states to mandate mask wearing. And he's going to give them cover for it. Ben Heflin, that's awesome. Where are you in Virginia there? That's good to hear. He says, I'm an interim pastor right now in Virginia. Old Virginia. Amen. That's good. I'm glad to hear that. That's awesome. send me an email about all that. Let me know how that's going. Send it to PastorCooley@iCloud.com, Brother Ben. I'd love to hear about that. But see, now it's patriotic, right, to wear the mask. It was patriotic to slow the spread, to everybody to be locked down. Right? It was patriotic to slow the spread. So we had to all be locked down, but Trump didn't lock it down. He just had governments do it. Right? He just had the all the states do it for him. Let me see. I'm looking to see if I can find that. Yeah, I don't see that. I'm sorry. I'm looking. I don't see that. Anyway, so he had all the states do it for him, right? Now, what's next? He has the states do the... Or go back. So he has the country locked down. Then the states get blamed for it, right? Then, after he does that... Now the states are going to have the mask mandates. Well, I'm not going to do it federally. So the states are like, then the governors are like, well, we'll do it. But in Minnesota, our governor... Just today, GOP leaders say the rule intended to battle the spread of the COVID-19 oversteps the governor's executive powers. Of course it does, but he doesn't care. Governor Tim Walz announced a statewide mandate Wednesday requiring Minnesotans to wear face masks in stores, public buildings, and other places where people gather indoors. A dramatic extension of his emergency powers in the midst of COVID-19. New rules take effect Saturday and would apply to most indoor spaces outside of people's homes, as well as some outdoor venues where social distancing is difficult. Diners, for example, would be expected to wear masks while they're moving around in the restaurant, but not while they're eating or drinking. Well, duh, because you can't eat with a mask on, you ding-dongs. So stupid. I'm sorry, this stuff is such witchcraft, it's so ridiculously dumb, that you really have to believe this on purpose. Exceptions would also be granted for young children and people with special medical conditions. If we can get it to a 90 to 95% compliance rate, which we've seen the science shows, we can reduce the infection rate dramatically, which slows the spread and breaks that chain. This is why the cheapest and most effective way for us to open our businesses, for us to get our kids back in school, and to keep our grandparents healthy, for us to get back to life that we all miss so much. The new mask rule has been recommended by public health experts and already has been adopted in some form in several Minnesota cities and more than two dozen other states. But while some large retailers have said they would welcome a legal mandate, the move faces opposition from Republican leaders in the state who see it as an overreach of his executive power. Well, of course it is. He doesn't have the authority to do that. By the way, who has the authority to do something with your own body that's yours? When they say with abortion, they have the right to do whatever they want to with their body. Yet in all actuality, they're killing a baby. Let's see here. Walz's announcement came as the state reported an additional 507 new COVID cases and 4 deaths. Confirmed case counts in Minnesota generally have been increasing since mid-June, while testing was finding about 300 to 400 cases each day. Meanwhile, let's not talk about the fake cases that are out there. By the way, everybody's yelling about those kids going back to school. What, are you afraid they're going to realize that it doesn't do anything for them? Walt's announcement came as the state reported an additional 500. Laboratories across the U.S. meanwhile say they are straining under a surge of corona. That's because you keep telling everybody to go get tested. They're not even sick and you tell them to go get tested for corona. Hey, here's something. How many people have had flu vaccines? Bet you don't know there's corona in those flu vaccines. They're not testing for COVID-19. It's a stinking lie. The national debate over face masks continue unabated, right? Look what it says here in all honesty. Many studies have only provided weaker and conclusive findings on the benefits of mask wearing in public. But the evidence is building that the practice at least provides source control, meaning that wearers protect others from germs. You know, here's the thing. I understand that they may well mandate masks in different areas in public and in different places you go. But is that the law of the land? No. No, it isn't. But what they're teaching is that, well, that's the law of the land. No, it's not. Government laws that are passed from the House, the Senate, and the governor, those are laws of the land. Those that are passed by, that by the way, those by the way that are deemed not constitutional or unconstitutional or not laws either. It's the way our government was founded. That's the actual law of the land. But see, MacArthur and Todd Friel and those guys, if the government told them not to have church, then they wouldn't do it. If the government told them not to have church, then guess what? They're going to be like, well, we're not going to have church. They're going to say, well, you know, we're not going to have church because the government said it's not safe for us to have church yet. Now, so we go back to the PSYOP of the lockdowns, which no one had any constitutional authority to do anyway. They did it anyway. Okay? Secondly, you get out of lockdown, right? You get out of lockdown, and then they tell you out of lockdown. And then they tell you, after that, now they hit you up with the mask, otherwise you got to go back to jail. Well, then the governors are admitting, what they're starting to admit is, well, the mask, and Trump and everybody said, the mask is going to get us to the vaccine. The mask, they say, is to get us to the vaccination. So that's the next step. Well, you don't want to wear a mask forever, do you? You don't want to wear a mask, do you, forever? You don't want to do that. See how the PSYOP works? Look at this. Pfizer, hopes for October vaccine, okay. The U.S. government has placed an initial order for 100 million doses of a vaccine candidate being developed by Pfizer and a German firm, BioNTech, for $1.95 billion. The company's announced Wednesday. You see why this is being pushed? You see why this is being pushed? The U.S. can acquire 500 million additional doses, the statement said. Meanwhile, the U.S. has more than 3.9 million cases and more than... Why are they pushing these numbers? Why are they pushing these numbers, and why are they admitting that these numbers are not right? Let's see. Right, so the numbers, doubt about accuracy of numbers. Continue. Here's another one. So in a crisis, why in the world would you want to be off on the numbers at all? In one case, a man's death was attributed to the virus when he actually died in a crash. So the guy dies in a crash. The guy dies in a crash, but he has COVID. Well, why push these numbers like this? What's the deal? What went wrong in Florida? See, they're saying that the ICU capacity of beds is this and that and all this other, and they're lying. Let's see, others. Here's another one. Concerns arise as some receive positive COVID-19 results but never got tested. Do you see that? They never got tested. Why are these numbers being inflated so drastically? Dr. Scott Peterson, I think it is, he warned about that. Jensen, Dr. Scott Jensen, sorry. Back on July 7th, the board put him under a question, Dr. Scott Jensen, because he said, wait a minute. See that? See if I can find his Twitter page and see if he has any recent things about that. So he says here that fear is pushing all this. See, this senator was called on the carpet because she told the truth. Based on death certificates data, the percentage of deaths attributed to pneumonia, influenza, or COVID-19 decreased from 6.9% during week 26 to 5.5% during week 27, representing the 11th week of the declining percentage of deaths due to PIC. The percentage is currently below the epidemic threshold, but we will likely change as more deaths to us are processed. What's the point? The point is that, like, all these numbers don't add up. Here's what he said about this.
And briefly. Dr. Jensen, you found legitimate flaws in the CDC's guidelines. Now you're being targeted by your state's health board. Explain briefly.
Basically, I'm being told that because I question the Department of Health and the CDC's communications, that I've been spreading misinformation. I think this is ludicrous. If you want to know who's spreading misinformation, if the governor comes out and tells Minnesotans they're going to have 74,000 deaths and then later on reduces it to 29,000 deaths and then later on gives us another statistic and says in mid-July, which is next week, we're going to have 1,000 deaths per day, to me that would be more misinformation than me saying, hey, listen, death certificates are a serious thing and we should be doing it right.
Dr. Jensen, you found legitimate flaws in the CDC's guidelines. Now you're being targeted by your state.
Okay, anyway, so basically, that's what you see here going on. And he warned a long time ago, I mean months ago when this thing first started, you know, that, well, they're not even telling the truth. See, I don't think it's about confusion either. I don't think it's about that. They're trying to scare people so bad because it's a psyop. It's a psyop. That's what it is. So how long before the mandatory... My question to you is this. If we follow the birdie, then let's go back. We had to slow the spread, so everybody has to go home. Everybody has to go home forever. So we all have to stay home for such and such amount of time. Close all the businesses down, bankrupt the economy, have the Fed bail it out, have the Federal Reserve own the economy, bought all the major corporations, bought all the business, everything up, bought up the stock market. Okay? So then after they buy up the market, then they put everybody back to work. Well, then they put the... Then they put the mask mandate in place. Well, we gotta have masks because nobody's gonna make it. We're all gonna die. So Miami enforcing mandatory face coverings. But look at this. Now they have cops. They have a police force. Miami, the area of Florida hit hardest by the Chinese coronavirus, is doubling down on its mask order, reportedly deploying a team of dedicated police officers to enforce the requirements. Carlos A. Jimenez announced the updated mask order on July 1st, requiring masks in all public spaces, including and outdoors throughout Miami-Dade County. Right? I know I can never get around that. There's always got to be something perverted there. Should have just left the stupid thing on, but I can't read it. Okay, there it goes. I was going to show you the police force. That's what I wanted to show you. Let's see. Penalties for non-compliance include up to $500 fines or in jail. City officials are now looking to ramp up enforcement, reportedly dedicating a team of 39 police officers to back the mandate. The first three offenses will come with a fine of $50, $100, and $500. Depending on was the first, second, or third violation. After that, the individual can face jail time. There you go. Okay. Here's the mask of the future right here. Want to get one of those? There's the mask of the future. It's made out of like silicone or something like that. A rubber, it's a rubberized mask, and all you do is change these little breathing things here and then sterilize it and you reuse it. Take these temperature things out there and take the filters out, and that's what you do with it. Now, the real goal is the vaccine. That's where we're really headed. All right? Waltz even said it today. Joshua sent me a little quote from him basically today saying that the mask will get us to the vaccine. You know, you have Pfizer that that basically is gonna make a ton of money. Hang on a second. There we go. They stand to make a ton of money on vaccines. Here's where developed the coronavirus vaccine stands now. One vaccine appears safe, but more research is needed. Basically, these take 2 or 3 years, supposedly, to develop. How a vaccine would be distributed in the U.S. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Department of Defense announced an agreement today with Pfizer. Why the Department of Defense? For a large-scale production, nationwide delivery of 100 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine in the United States, after successfully developed and approved. If the vaccine is successful and receives EUA or licensure, nationwide delivery would begin in the fourth quarter of 2020. The doses would be delivered to locations at the U.S. government's direction, would be available to American people at no cost. Okay. So the United States government is saying that they're going to pay for this vaccine. And it'll be available at no cost. So basically, here's how it works. They took $2 billion of taxpayer money and paid it to a pharmaceutical company to develop that vaccine, and then they're going to give it free to everybody. So why do they want to stick me with that free? You know, why do they want to do that for free? What's in it? And Bill Gates, the king population control, right? The king of population control? Well, he's all for it, man. He wants to give as many away as he can. I just want him to stick himself with it first online and his children. It's just like the flu vaccine. Right? Right, we did pay for it. So, what is this all a precursor to? Now, do I think the vaccine is the mark of the beast? No. Do I think the lockdown is the mark of the beast? No, it's conditioning. Do I think the mask is the mark of the beast? No, it's conditioning. Do I think the vaccine will be the mark of the beast? No, it's conditioning. The quickest question you have to ask yourself about all this is, well, do I have the liberty to say no? Because if they really have my best interest at heart, and they really do want to do what's right, and they're really trying to help people, then I should be able to say no. Without any consequences. Yeah, the paradigm shift is 2021. It started this year, though, in 2020. Revelation chapter 13. And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his head the names of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world wondered after the beast. And they worshipped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worshipped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast, who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth, speaking great things and blasphemies. And power was given unto him to continue 40 and 22 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name, and his tabernacle, and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints, and overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of the life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If any man have any ear to hear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that kills with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had 2 horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. And he exerciseth all the power of the first beast before him, and causeth the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of the men, of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. And that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. So, what we find here is the attached to the body of the person. There's a attachment to their buying and selling. There's a connection to their buying and selling. What did we have with the lockdown? Everything had to be locked down. Well, that affected buying and selling, didn't it? Well, you got to wear a mask or you won't be able to do this. You won't be able to go here. You won't be able to go there. And then after the mask, it's the vaccine. And then it'll be, well, if you don't take the vaccine, it's not safe for you to do business around other people. It's not safe for you to do this or to do that. So, in other words, if you don't take the vaccine, you're putting people's lives in danger. So, therefore, we got to force you. And you crazy Christians, you need help. You can't. There's something wrong with you Christians mentally. There's something wrong with you guys. Because most sane people, right, would take that vaccine. Remember this when I preached this many, many years ago. It's called You're Crazy, Mental Health and End Times Attack Against Christians. And how basically they would use the health industry, say there's something wrong with you people, right? There's something wrong with you people why you wouldn't take this vaccine. So for your own good, we're going to have to help you. Right? See, that's where it's all headed. They're gonna say that. You know, they're gonna tell you you're crazy. You're getting crazy now. If you're not willing to do that. If you're not willing to take that, then there's something mentally wrong with you people. There's something not right. Right? You're not. Something wrong with you guys. That word mad is 22 times in the Bible. Look what they said about Jesus. And many of them said, he hath a devil and is mad. Why hear ye him? Why hear ye him? Look what Paul said about himself when he was unconverted. And I punished them oft in every synagogue and compelled them to blaspheme. And being exceedingly mad against them, I persecuted them unto strange cities. Right? When Paul stood before Festus, by the way, remember when Jesus stood before them, they said that he was mad, right? He was crazy. And Paul stood before Festus, and as he thus spake for himself, Festus said with a loud voice, Paul, thou art beside thyself, much learning doth make thee mad. But he said, I am not mad, most noble Festus, but speak forth the words of truth and soberness. We don't have time to talk about this, but I will some other time. Well, maybe we do. We got some time. And then I got to get out of here. But Paul said, I'm not mad. I just speak forth the words of truth and soberness. You know why these people don't like us? We don't buy the hysteria. We haven't bought into the coronavirus hysteria. We didn't buy into the Black Lives Matter hysteria. We're not buying into the lockdown hysteria. We didn't buy into the mask hysteria. We're not going to buy into the vaccine hysteria. And by God's grace, we're not going to buy into the Antichrist agenda, his hysteria either. So because of that, you're mad. That's why we homeschool our children. But he said, I am not mad, most noble Festus. I am not disordered in intellect or distracted or furious. I don't have a disordered intellect. But because we stand up, see, that's what they're going to say about us. That's what they're going to say. That's how they're going to treat everyone. Well, there's something wrong with you. So Black Lives Matters, Black Lives Matter, which I'm going to talk about again sometime soon, they can stand in front of businesses, they can block them, they can paint stuff, they can graffiti, they can start riots. But when we stand in front of Planned Parenthood and preach the gospel and say, well, Black Lives Matter here too, especially babies' lives. Oh, you're just a crazy racist pastor is all you are. Wait, I'm the racist because I don't want you killing black babies, but you're okay when you don't care if black babies die? I'm the racist because I tell you there's more black-on-black crime that kills more black people than anybody, any white man ever could? But I'm the racist? I'm the crazy, mad, psycho, crazy white guy because I say that? But we're the mad, crazy ones, right? Jody Hammond, I haven't seen you on here forever. I'm glad you're around. So, that's the argument. But that's what witches do, though. They accuse you of what they're doing. That's what they do. They accuse you of doing exactly what they're doing. That's the exact same thing. And, oh, you don't care for people. You don't love people. But see, they're the ones that are drunk with the wine of the wrath of her fornication. They're the ones that are drunk on Babylon. They're the ones that are drunk on Babylon, not us. That's them. Yeah, well, it's nothing but witchcraft is what it is, and I'm going to prove that to you later on another broadcast. We'll talk about that. All right. Well, anyway, if you want to stay tuned to all of our latest sermons, then you can pay attention to YouTube and Sermon Audio. New ones go on Sermon Audio. YouTube, I'm pretty sure we have the new ones on there already. Let's see. These are the new ones here on YouTube. Sermon Audio. Go back and listen to that classic right there, man. That's a classic right there. Right? Let's see. So pray for us as we continue to serve the Lord in the face of all this adversity and everything that's going on with the crazy stuff. Be sure to listen to some of those. If you would like to donate to our ministry, you can do that by clicking this. I think there's a donate button somewhere on here. That's how good I know this. I don't even know it that well. Anyway, it's somewhere on here. I don't know. Oh, here it is. Give. And then you can click on PayPal. It'll pull up our email address, our PayPal email address automatically for you. And that's salvationpreacher@gmail.com. If you want to, and you can send us something too as well. But remember, we're not a 501c3 corporation. So you have to, when you give to people, you give to us, and you just send it. And amen. Anyway, so whatever. If that's what you want to do, if that's what the Lord leads you to do, otherwise you can go back and listen to thousands of sermons here. There's about 1,600 of them here. Man, there's a lot. But anyway, they go back and back and back and back and all that good stuff. So you can find us there. You can find us on Sermon Audio. You can find us on YouTube. You know, there's plenty of stuff to listen to. Go back into the archives, listen to some crazy old ones. They'll be a blessing to you for sure. I'm sure of that. Anyway, let's see who's on here today. Rachel Marshall's on here. Paul Pearson. Lisa. Cindy. Big Whale. Carl Winters. Steven. Pilgrim's Progress. Aaron. AV1611 JS SAP link something. Let's see. Big Whale. Beth M. Betty's on here. Authorized Mike. All right. Carl Winters. Mary. Decoder. Brother Brandon Swanson, I hope you're doing well. All right, how's everybody doing? There's 74 people on. We had about 80 people on here today. So if there's anybody that hasn't said hello and would like to, jump on the chat and just say hi real quick and tell us how long you've been listening to us, all that good stuff. Ihor. Myrna Lynn. Where are you from, Myrna Lynn? Good to... I think it's Myrna. Yeah, Myrna Lynn. I think that's what that says. All right. Hope you're doing well. And how long have you been listening to us? And anybody else out there that's been listening for a while and hasn't said hi? Yeah, Decoder, it's been a while. Hope you're doing well. And all that good stuff. I haven't seen you in a little while, so I'm sure it's been hard for you to catch you on there. KJV Truth 1. 2 years. Well, good for you. I'm glad you've been on here. Wayne C. I know Wayne C. Yeah, very long time from Virginia, Romans 10:13. Yes, you have. Good. I hope you're doing well out there in Virginia. Doom TV. All right, Doom TV. So crazy. So crazy. So I take it you like to sew. Is that what that means? Is that where that name comes from? It's pretty interesting. Jim Worley, about 6 months. Okay. Well, good, Jim. Glad you're able to listen. Teresa, Daryl's wife. All right, driving home from the Ark Encounter. Well, tell Daryl I said hi. I'm glad he didn't get ate by any dinosaurs while he was there. Oh, you're from Pastor Mike's. Okay. Wow, Steven, I thought you listened longer, about a year, huh? Andrea. Oh, good. I hope you're doing well. All right. Lots of... Yeah, pray for Brother Aaron. He's scheduled for his hip surgery September 23rd. All right. Good deal. Cindy. Yeah, you've been listening many years now. That's right, Cindy. It's been a while. It's been a while, that's for sure. Oh, from Missouri. So crazy is. Mary. Oh, David's Mighty Men sermon. Wow. You never know what the Lord's going to use. Okay, good. Good. Well, praise the Lord. Hopefully it was a informative broadcast for you, get you thinking about things biblically a little bit. Matt Ferdin. Hello, Matt. How are you? Hope you're doing well. I don't know where you're from, or how long you've been listening. Maybe you can let us know. But that's good. I'm glad you're able to check in with us. That's good. I like to see sometimes who's out there. Mary's been listening for 3 years. Either you're getting old, Mary, or I am. I don't know which. All right. Mary. One day, Cindy, we'll meet. Yeah, one day. My goodness. I just haven't made it out that far yet. That far west. But I'm thinking about next year going to the Grand Canyon. So I don't know how close I'll be as I travel through and all around and all that kind of stuff. Beth, your husband and you are from South Carolina, been listening for about a year. Oh, great. Yep, keep praying for my wife. She's due also sometime in, I think it's the end of January. Yeah, I think so. Bakersfield, California. Yep, we're both getting old, that's for sure. I need to come visit sometime over there. Wow. Yeah, I'd like to go see the Grand Canyon. I really do want to. I think it'll be interesting, to say the least. Shannon Ross, listening for about 4 years or more. Wow, Shannon, okay. Four more. That's good. Praise the Lord, four years or more. Wow, that's exciting. Oh, Cindy, you're closer to the north rim of the Grand Canyon. Well, that's interesting. I almost went out to... I can't think. Vanessa and her husband's. I forgot his name. Effrey. Their place out there. Because I was going to buy a Jeep out there, but I decided not to buy that one. And I found a better one. And they told me not to buy that one, so that was good. Well, that's a blessing that folks are hearing all over the place. That's good to know that they're listening out there, and that, yeah, Carl, you have been listening for 4 years, I guess, now. Boy, time flies by fast. Amazing, really. Well, it's good. If you ever need to email, you can get a hold of me, PastorCooley@iCloud.com. You can contact me there. You're turning 30 next year. Looking for recommendations on caskets, Mike. Deborah, since 2017. Yeah, that sounds about right. I think you contacted us back then. Wow, that sounds cool. Arizona, how can atheists deny God when they see the Grand Canyon? I don't know. Well, wonderful. That's good. I'm glad that you folks got to listen today and you're still listening out there. And I better get going here. I'm going to take off. But God bless you all and have a... Oh, yeah, Bonnie Scotland. Ross Duncan. Man, 2013. 7 years. And I'm getting old. All right. Well, praise the Lord. It's good to hear from everybody, and hope you all have a good night, and pray for us as we get doing what we got to do for the Lord here, and busy weekend. But our busy week anyway. But God bless you all, and take care of yourselves. And we'll be back on Friday, Lord willing, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. So you pray for us, 11 p.m. to, or 11 a.m., excuse me, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Time on Friday. Remember, we're earlier on Friday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. So remember that, all right? That's good, Decoder. I'm glad about that. That's good. So we'll see you all then on Friday. God bless you all.